Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Chaf Hey. Psachim Chaf Hey. Today is one of the two places, at least two, but two main places in Shas where we discuss the big three Averus, as we will see Be'ez Hashem coming up in a couple of minutes. Okay, but now we start off with Amar Abaya on Chaf Dal and Amabez, where we get back into issues of Isser Achila and Isser Hana. If you remember, this discussion started back earlier in the parak, where we had Rabbi Avahu and Chizkiah. It started with relating to the Isser of Chametz, obviously, and then expanding to any time the Torah uses the Lashon of Achila, does that also include Hana'a automatically or not? Do you need a special heter in the Torah for Hana'a? So along those lines, we're getting into other issues that also relate to Isurei Achila. So we had last time two versions of Rabbi Avahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, whether all Isurei Shabbat Torah only get Malkut's Derech Achila or Derech Hana'a, meaning it has to be ingested or eaten in the normal way in order for one to get Malkut's. When the Torah says don't eat, does that mean don't eat in the normal way? Or does that mean in any way? So Rabbi Avahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says, in the normal way. You only chayev daraisa if one eats in the normal way. If one eats it either in an unusual way, maisa, or an unusual way, the chefza is unusual to eat. Either of those two are considered shalo kedera. So if something is raw when it is usually cooked, or it is ingested in an unusual way, so either of those, that would be pater deoraisa. So that was what we discussed last time. We got a little bit into Arla and Tam Ke'iker as well in the last shiur. So now we start with Amar Abaya, about 10 lines up from the bottom, on Chav Dal and Amabes. A lot to discuss today. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim Bekilei HaKerem. Everybody agrees by Kilei HaKerem. As we've discussed in the past, there are five types of Kilayim. Five types of Kilayim, one of them is Kilei HaKerem. There are Kilei Zra'im and Kilei HaKerem. Those are the two that have to do with items that grow. Zra'im have two grains or vegetables or fruit, whatever it is, that are mixed together, that are not allowed to be together. That's Kilayim. And the specific one is Kilei HaKerem, a vine. Whenever a vine is involved, so that is more chomer, because that is Aser Bahana, and there is a Chiyav Sreifa to burn the Kilei HaKerem. The other three types of Kilayim are the two types of Kilei Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working, along with Shatnez. Those are the five types of Kilayim altogether. So here, the Gemara is talking about Kilei HaKerem. Abaya says, everybody agrees, B'Kilei HaKerem, Shalokin Alein, Afilu Shalokin Derech HaNa'asan. One gets Malkus, even Shalokin Derech. Even though we've just said that usually all these certain of the Torah only get Malkus, Kiderech HaNa'asan, the normal way of getting Hana'a. But by Kilei HaKerem, even Shalokin Derech Hana'a. Why? My taima, Mishum Deloksiv Behu Achila. Because the Lashon of Achila doesn't say anywhere don't eat, which we would translate and understand as do not get benefit. All it says is that you have to burn it. Rashi quotes the pasuk on the fourth white line, Pentikdash Hamaleya Hazer Asher Tizros for Sakarim. Right, you have to burn. Maybe it will become sanctified in a way that you have to burn it. So because it has a more inclusive lashon, it just says basically there's a chi of srefa, and it'll become kadosh. So that is why even shalo kederech is included, because only a lashon of achila would mean it has to be kederach. There's an interesting machlokas achronim in terms of another context where, we'll get to others, but another context where it doesn't use a lashon of achila, does that include shalo kederach? What is that context? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't say don't eat. All it says is that we have to afflict ourselves. Kichol ha-nefesh ha-shalo su'une be'etzayam hazeh v'nichrasa. Right? Inui. That's why the shear of Yom Kippur is not a kizayis, but it is a kosevis, because the language is not an isser achila, but it's an issue of having yisuve daita, being in a state of inui, and Chazal assumed that one could eat a kizayis and still be in a state of inui. That's why the shear is larger, that of a date, and not of an olive. So, the machlok is achronim. So what about shalok kederach on Yom Kippur? Is that like Kilei HaKerem? Says the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Ayin Vav, Shebe Isra Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, Over Gamba Achila Shalok Kederech. Shagas Aryeh says, it's just like Kilei HaKerem. Shehare Lo Nomar HaIsra B'Yom HaKippurim B'Lashon Achila, Ela Kol HaNefesh Asher Lo Su'uneh, Ukimivuar B'Psachim Daf Chav Dalet, Kol Shelo Nomar HaIsra B'Lashon Achila, Over Gamba Achila Shalok Kederech. Right, the only Ptur that there is by Yom Kippur, which the Gemara talks about, is Achila Gasa. chilagasa, which is if somebody eats and they totally are full, they can't ingest another morsel without getting sick, without throwing it up, so that's pater. But all other types of shalok kederech would be chayev. That's the Shagas Aryeh. The Ksav Sofer and other achronim, the Shtechemet has a discussion of this. The Ksav Sofer says no, that even on Yom Kippur, even shalok kederech would be included. Why? Because even though it does not say a lashon of achila, it still says that the, as we just noted, that the chiyuv is based on yishuv hadas, based on being in a state of not satiation, but it is a state where one is calmed down, not in a state of affliction. And if somebody eats shalok kederech, they're still in a state of inui. They would still be in a state of inui, assumes the Ksav Sofer. For example, if somebody ate a davar chai, like we just said, shein roi la'achila, or if one mixes in it a bitter item, so that there's no yishuv hadas there, and therefore it would still be a kiyum of inui. So that's an important discussion in terms of Yom Kippur. Again, the post can discuss that if somebody says, oh, I want to get, a chola, sheish basakana, has to eat on Yom Kippur, is there a lachan chila for him to get IV before Yom Kippur? To have it put shalok kederach instead of having to eat directly. So, according to this, Shagas Aryeh, would make a difference. Because even if somebody eats a shalok kederach, it's the same thing. But according to the Ksav Sofer, it would make a difference. Lo maisa, we say a cholah should not do that anyway, because once you have the heter, you have the heter. Then you should you can eat it normally, and it's also a risk factor in terms of any type of IV or trying to take it in shalok kederach. But either way, lo maisa, they eat it directly. But it's interesting, at least conceptually, not lo maisa, they would eat it directly, but conceptually, we have this machlokas achronim, whether Yom Kippur would be like kilei akarim. Okay, we continue. Meisvei says the Gemara, is this really true that kilei akarem would be chayev even shalok kederech? Isi ben Yehuda Omer, let's try another context. We discussed kilei akarem, we discussed Yom Kippur. Now what about basar b'chalav? Also by basar b'chalav, it does not say anywhere, do not eat basar b'chalav. As we know, the three places of the Torah, it says, Lo savash al gedi, b'chalev imo. That's all it says. It doesn't say the lashon of achila. So, minayin labasa b'chalav. Shehu asur. How do we know that by basa b'chalav, it is asur to eat? Ne'emar kan, ki am kadosh ata. It says by basa b'chalav, you shall be the holy nation, right after basa b'chalav. V'nemar lalan, and it says later on, not really later on, it's earlier, the Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli, it says in Shmos, by the Isser of Trefa, you shall be a holy nation to me, Malahalan Asar Avkan Asar, just like over there by Trefa, there is an Isser Achila, so too here, by Basav Achalav, there is an Isser of Achila. Step one. Step two, V'eli Ela Ba'achila Ba'hana Minayin. I only know Achila, how do I know Hana? Yes, we're all familiar with the Chazal that Rashi quotes. It says it three times, it must be Isser Achila, Isser Hana, Isser Bishol. But this is an added Drashas Chazal. Fine, three times, but how do we know all those three? So we have to use this Chazal along with the other Chazal. So I only know it's Asr Ba'achila. How do I know it's all also Asr Ba'hana? Amar Kavachomer. I see a kavachomer from Arla. Uma Arla shelo ne'evda ba'aveira. Asura bahana by Arla. I didn't do anything wrong. I planted something. The first 3 years is off limits. It's asur bahana. It's not that I did anything wrong, though. So if by Arla, which there was no aveira done, asura bahana, that is asur bahana. Basur b'chalav shenevda ba'aveira. Basur b'chalav, which had an aveira done, ain't odichi asur bahana. Surely it should be asur bahana. That's the kavachomer that we learn out from Arla to Basar b'chalav. Again, basar b'chalav, the Rabban writes ala Torah, that why is there an Isser of Arla? Because one wants to give the first and the best to Hashem. The first 3 years, and it's really a function of the fourth year. The fourth year is when the fruit finally get delicious and they grow to their fullest extent. The first couple of years it doesn't grow so well. So you want to give the first to Hashem, but they don't really grow so well until the fourth year. So that's why the first 3 years are off limits. The fourth year is Ravai. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim or redeem it. Same halachas as Ma'aser Sheni. But that is why one is not allowed to partake of it during the first 3 years. So one didn't do anything wrong. You're actually trying to do something right. Right? We're trying to wait and then give the fourth year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Arla does not have an end yet. They were done. And it's Asur Bahana. So surely, Basa Bechala. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Mala Arla, there's a Chumra by Arla. So maybe that's why you cannot Make the kal v'chomer shekein lo haisa lashas hakosher. Arla never had a moment in time when it was mutter. That's why it's so chamor. It's usher from its inception. And that's why it is chamor. Torah b'basa b'chalav, shayis lo sashas hakosher. B'basa b'chalav originally was mutter. So maybe that's why Arla has a chumrah that basa b'chalav does not have, and you can't make the kal v'chomer. Let's finish this phrase, and then we'll come back to talk about that line. One second, you're saying you can't make the kal v'chomer, and you need a lack of shas hakosher to make something aser. Chametz pesach yochiach. One minute. Chametz pesach will prove that that's not a uniqueness that Arla should not be able to be a malamed. Why? Shahayalo shasa kosher. Chametz does have a shasa kosher, but before Pesach, it was mutter. The aser bana, and yet it's still aser bana. So don't think Arla is such a bad model. Even if something does not have a shasa kosher, even if something has a shasa kosher, it could still be aser bana. Like basa b'chalav. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Malach chametz pesach shkein on his kares. Chametz pesach has its own chumra. It has a chiyuv of kares. Tomer b'basa b'chalav sheino arnish kares. So basa b'chalav does not have that. So kelei akerem yochichu. Kelei akerem would be able to help us out there. She'ein arnish kares v'asar b'ana. That's also asar b'ana. That's the b'raisa. Right? So what do we have in the b'raisa? We have basically a team of kelei akerem, chametz pesach, and arla. All, if you put them all as a team, that could be melamed and teach me that basa b'chalav is also asar b'ana. That is the b'raisa. So now we're gonna, so stop there for a minute. Just 1 hour before we get to the question. We didn't get to the question of the Gemara yet. When the Gemara says, basa b'chalav has a shasa kosher. When is it state of shasa kosher? Chametz, we know. Chametz before Pesach is chametz and it's mutter to eat. Chametz on Pesach is chametz and it's also to eat. So that, it had a shasa kosher. Arla, right? Never. The second that it started to exist, it was usher. But what about basa b'chalav? When did it have a shas hakosher? So Rashi says in the second line, kodem shenitan b'chalav, before it got mixed together. So asks the Maharam Chalava, ask other Rishonim, is that considered basar b'chalav that had a shas hakosher, or is that considered not basar b'chalav yet? You might say, ask the Maharam Chalava, that basar b'chalav also does not have a shas hakosher. Because the second that it becomes basa b'chalav, it's asr. It's not like chametz, which is mutter before Pesach and asr after. See, that's the Maram Chalav. I know what Rashi's talking about. Right? It says, kodesh shita b'chalav, and therefore he points to another daya, and we have that daya right here on our daf in the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, a little bit later in the Gemara, middle of the Amud, he says, tomer basa b'chalav, she'im shara basar b'chalav, hayom kulo mutter, ve'eno asr ele bishulo. If somebody would soak basar in chalav all day, cold, so that's not asr. Basar b'chalav is only if nisbashel b'chalav. That's what it means. Haisa l'shasa kosher. You could put it all together, not cook it together, and that would be still mutter. So that's another day that one could suggest. When was it shasa kosher? Why would Rashi think that's no better? Why wouldn't Rashi say that? Because maybe Rashi would say that's no better than his own shita. But if you soak basa b'chalav together and it's cold, it's also not basa b'chalav daraisa. Just like before you put it together at all. That's no better. So whichever one the Gemara is talking about. So that's why you can say back for Rashi that according to based on the contrast, Rabbi Chananel, maybe Rashi thinks there's no difference. Because until it's cooked together, it's not basa b'chalav. So the Gemara is referring to any time beforehand, even before it gets together. Either way, so the Gemara brought the b'raisa up to teach me the Isser Hana'ah of Basa B'chalav. And the Melamdim were Arwa and Kilaya Kerem and Chametz. So now the Gemara asks its question. The Im Isa, and if it's true, like what Abaye just said, that Kilay HaKerem is unique, that you're Chayiv, even Shalok Kederech, then how could the Gemara use that as a model? If Kilay HaKerem is unique, the Im Isa, and if Abaye is right, so Nifroch, why didn't the Gemara ask? Why did they ask? How could you compare Kelei HaKerem? You get Malkas even Shalok Kederech. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, V'amaya tomar b'may. You know what Abaye would answer back? What would be the contrast? Whenever you have a rejection of a Melamed, we say, oh, Kelei HaKerem has this Chumrah, unlike where you're trying to learn it to. So what do we ask? We say, oh, Kelei HaKerem is the chumrah of Yud B'chayev, even Shalok Kederech. So what would be the contrast by basar b'chalav? Well, let's play it out, says the Gemara. V'yadabaya tomer b'may. Tomar b'basar b'chalav she'in lokan alav ela kederach hanaso. But basar b'chalav, though, you only chayiv kederach. Atu b'basar b'chalav achila k'siva bay. What do you mean? Basar b'chalav also doesn't have a lashon of achila. So the same svara that Abaya used for kilei akerem, you could use for basar b'chalav. So that's why the brisa wouldn't be a problem. What does the Gemara ask on Abaya? What do you mean? The brisa should have said kilei akerem is different. But it's not different than basar b'chalav. They both don't have a language of achila, and by both of them you would say, the chayev shelo kederech. V'idach, what would the Gemara answer back? Why the Gemara ask the question on Abaya? The idach de kamosiv la, the stomach de Gemara that asked the question of Abaya, why would they have not have thought of this solution? Savar lahachi kagamar minavela. No, this is exactly why basar b'chalav is compared to nevela, as we'll see in Rashi in a minute. Bez Hashem, ma nevela derech hana'asa, just like nevela is limited to kederech. Why? Because nevela does have a lashon of achila. So basar b'chalav kederech hana'asa. You're right. The Torah itself explicitly does not have a lashon of achila, but basar b'chalav. But basar b'chalav is compared to nevela, and because it's compared to nevela, it's limited to the lashon of achila, to limited to kederech hana'aso, and that's why the Brisa should have rejected the comparison between kilei akerem and basar b'chalav. The fact that it didn't, it must be that kilei akerem is not unique, and it's a kasha on Abaya. The Abaya, what about Abaya himself? Lachi, no. Basar b'chalav has that connection to Levela, so Abaya said, no, lachi lo kasav achila begufo, but it still doesn't say it explicitly by basar b'chalav. It might be compared to the veil in other ways, but it doesn't say it explicitly by basar b'chalav to express to me that you would be chayiv even shalok kederech, just like kilei akerem, and that is why the brisa feels very comfortable in terms of the comparison between the two, because in both of those cases you're chayiv even shalok kederech. Stop there for a minute. So the Gemara just said, yeah, basar b'chalav is compared to nevela because of the lashon of achila. Rashi points out that really nevela here is lav dafka. Really, the comparison elsewhere is to treifa, not to nevela. Rashi says, v'nevela achila k'siv bei, nevela lav dafka ka'amar, d'hami treifa gamrinan la. Rashi says, really, it says nevela, but really the Gemara means treifa. Daya number one in Rashi. Then we have Rashi daya number two. The Yesh Mefarshim. And some say, no, really, the Mishum Dahai Trefa Dikra. The Pasuk of Trefa in the Pasuk, in the Torah, when the Torah says don't eat any Trefa, included in that, the Gemara Chulin says, is a case where you have a dangling limb of an animal, then the animal is then Shechted. And if the limb is already dangling before Shechita, that limb might not have had a Heter Shechita. So that's kind of like a nevela, but it's included in the pasuk of treifa. So that daya says that's why there can be an overlap between nevela and treifa, because the pasuk of treifa also includes that case, which is kind of like nevela, right? That's what Rashi says in the second daya. That's why the Gemara here uses the lashon of nevela. But then the Gemara says ve'enirali. Says Rashi, I don't like that daya though. Why? The treifa nami. Lo mishtri b'shchita. You're telling me, oh, that case is nevela, but it's included in the pasuk of treifa? No, that's also treifa. Look at Rashi's lashon. We discussed this last week. Did we discuss it though from the Rambam? But here it's in Rashi. The treifa nami lo mishtarya b'shchita. What does that mean? Rashi says that treifa also does not have a heter shchita. What does that mean? As we said, we think of treifa and nevela usually as two separate isurim. Nevela means an animal that did not have a proper shchita. Treifa means it had a heter shchita, perfect shchita, but there was just some other problem that was preventing it from being mutter to eat. But what did we say based on Reb Chaim last week, based on a couple of Rambams? Rashi says it right here too. That treifa and nevela have an affinity. Treifa also does not mean that it's perfect with the shchita and it has a separate problem, but no, it also has a problem with its shchita. There's a prevention of the heter shchita of kicking in. That's what Rashi says right here Don't say that that case of Eivar Medoldal is only talking about Nevela, and that's why it can be included in the Pasuk, and that's why it's okay for the Gemara to use that Lashon. No! Trefa also does not have a Heter Shechita, so that Eivar Medoldal is Trefa. So again, that's Rashi's just explaining why he finds the language in the Gemara problematic. But either way, that Lashon of Rashi is important. It relates to what we said last time as well. I found that it's in the back of the Griz, in the back of the Griz of the Rambam. That's where one of the letters in the back, on page Ayin Tes, that's where he discusses this as well, in the name of Reb Chaim, the connection between Trefa and Nevela. I quoted one Rambam last week about Shechitas Akum, and that was one of the proofs that the Reb Chaim brought, but there was another one that I did not mention, which is also Kimat Mefurish, in terms of the connection between Trefa and Nevela. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam there is discussing the halacha that we mentioned, but we didn't read this language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol anevelos mitzarfes zuimzu." All nevela can be mitzarf. If I have a half a kazayis of a nevela of one animal and half a kazayis of a nevela of another animal, it can be mitzarif. V'nevela mitzarefes im hatrefa. There's the halacha. Nevela and trefa can be mitzarif with each other. V'chein kol behema v'chaya hatameim. All non-kosher animals mitzarfim zem zeh. Aval basar nevela in basar behema tameo in mitzarfim. Non-kosher animal with kosher nevela of a kosher animal, that's not mitzarif. Because there's two shemos isser. Two different shemos isser cannot be mitzarif. But what did the Rambam say? Nevela and trefa can be mitzarif. Then he gives examples. And then at the end, he says, behema he explains the what he just said. Behema tameo of tameo. V'chulu ain baser mitzarif, because they're both shemos of iser. Zehaklau, last line. Kol sheisurin belav echad mitzarfin. Bishnei lavin ain mitzarfin. Anytime when there's one iser, it's mitzarif. Two lavin is not mitzarif. Chutz mean avela v'trefa, except for nevela and trefa. Here's the language of the Rambam. Hoel v'trefa tchilas nevelahi. He says it. Since trefa is tchilas nevela, they can be mitzarif. What exactly does that mean? You've got to work on that lashon. What does that mean? Tchilas nevela. It's the beginning of nevela. Trefa is the act which creates the result of nevela. You've got to work out that formulation. But either way, it says beforish that there is a connection between nevela and trefa. And it's not only Reb Chaim. The Achiezer says it. Achiezer says the same. Reb Chaim Moser, in one of his tshuvas, in Chelik Beis Yaradei Asimin Vav, he says it just like Reb Chaim. V'yoser nira b'shitas hatosus t'lahachi iser nevela chalal iser trefa b'shem de nevela v'trefa zeo min iser echad v'trefa as chalta de nevela. And he quotes that Rambam that we just quoted, and then he quotes in the Chulishi HaRamban and Chulin. He quotes other Rishonim as well, not just the Rambam. But this is an approach that a number of the Achronim have of the affinity between Nevela and Trefa. So therefore, even though the Gemara here means Trefa and says Nevela, it is okay. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara now, V'lifroch. We're in the middle of the Amud, last word on the line. V'lifroch. Once you say, okay, so you save the way that the Gemara compares Kilaya Kerem to Basar B'chalav in terms of explaining that both of them, Abaye would say, are chayiv even shalo kederach. But now the Gemara says, but what about the other difference that we glossed over? V'lifrach bala kilei akerem shekin lo haisa lo shasa kosher. Kilei akerem never had a shasa kosher, never had a moment in time when it was mutter, while basar b'chalav did. What about that chilek? So Amar Avada bar Ava, you know what you see from here? It must be according to Abaye. Zos omeres kilei hakerem ikara ne'esarin. It must be that Kilei HaKerem also have a Sha'as HaKosher. How is that? If the items involved, if the Kerem, if the vines and the Yerukos and the vegetables and the Tvua that were put in, are they also Ne'esar, or is it just what grows that becomes Ne'esar in Kilei HaKerem? So it must be that if Abaye makes this comparison, it must be that even the original items are Usser, become Usser, and then you could say that Kilei HaKerem also has a Sha'as HaKosher. Zosomeres, Kilei HaKerem, Ikara Ne'esarin. Their Ikar, they're the items that were originally planted, also are Ne'esar. Hol v'hoysa lehen Sha'as HaKosher, called the Mashrasha. And then before it takes root, It also has the moment of Isser, and that is the why Abai is able to compare them. Right? So that's an important hour. There's a discussion in the Achronim, in the Tanoim, whether that is true or not. The Menachas Chinuch, that's why I jumped to the Achronim, the Menachas Chinuch discusses this and wonders if this is true, that even it becomes Usser, the items become Usser, even originally. So when is there an Isser Malkus? If somebody plants Kilaya Karim, right? And the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, a long time ago. He discusses this by many different contexts where there's an Isser of Zriya, of planting something. Right? What happens if I plant something on Shabbos? And then before it takes root, an hour later, I go and I put this seed in the ground, and before anything happens, an hour later, 5 minutes later, I go and remove this seed from the ground. Did I already violate? Because after a while, I know that Zriya only needs Hashrasha, and that only happens on Tuesday, 3 days later. So what if I remove it before it grows? Is that like the Gemara talks about in Shabbos, Daf Gimel? Right? If somebody puts something in the oven, and somebody else, is there a chiyah for somebody else to be rode es hapas, to remove the pas, to remove the bread before it cooks, to save my friend from an issa daraisa? Right? That's the sugya of chatei b'shul sheyizke chaveirecha. Taking off the pas from the oven, in that case, would be an issa derabanan. Is it okay for me to do an issa derabanan? Is it advisable, even, for me to do an issa derabanan to save my friend from violating an issa daraisa? But the assumption of that gemara is that before bishul occurs, there is no bishul. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, and the Rishash, Machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash is later on Dafayin Gimel, in Shabbos, is there a Chiyuv Zriya immediately on Shabbos, or do you compare it to Bishul? That's the discussion. The Minchas Chinuch also discusses this in Simen Reish Mitzvah, Reish Tzadiches. Hini Zoreya B'Shabbos V'Yantif, Havi Av Melacha, Umivur B'Psachim Daf Chafei, he quotes our Gemara by Kilei Akarim, Dizarua Me'ikara, and Anesa Elabash Rasha. We're going to get to that line in 2 minutes. Ves Hashem, that Zarua, it only becomes Aser with roots, Bahash Rasha. Fadad did Niklat Ba'aretz. Look at Rashi there, we'll see that soon. The Imkain Efshar Lomar, the Gam B'Shabbos V'Yantif, Eno Over Alazriya Rakim Nishrash Bakarka, Veino Chayev until it's Nishrash, just like baking. Do you say that? Or he says back, Ach Ze'eno, or not? De'im nomar, because if you say the Iker Zriya needs Hashrasha, so why are you Chayav on Shabbos if Hashrasha only takes place on Tuesday? It takes a few days. So maybe you should say, so to hear. It's only Chayav later on. Hey Chayav Yishab Zoreya, the Iman of Shach. Right? If you Zoreya it on Shabbos, it doesn't occur until afterwards. Bechulu. Al Karchel Zoreya the Ish Chiluk. You have to say there's a type of Chiluk. Mivashalo Ofe, that's what we just discussed. The cooking is not called cooking until later on. Aval Kodem Shenef Alonikra B'Shem Afiyah. But here, even if you say that Hashrasha is required, the beginning of the process is already labeled right now. Avaloshen Zriya Chal Tekev Kishemenafetz Hazera Al Gabi Akarka. Even though it's not finished yet, but still it starts right away, and therefore you're chayv right away, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch says an unbelievable chiddush. If I pick up the seed 5 minutes after I put it down, I'm chayiv on Shabbos. Im likin min ha'aretz tekev achar azriya b'vadei chayiv. Dari nigmar b'lachto b'zriya l'chud v'al zechi v'torah. V'havi kemo kosev u'mochek techef. Unbelievable. That's the Minchas Chinuch Shita. And he says, v'chein nira le'inyins isra zriyas kilayim. Our Gemara, I would think the same thing by kilayim, even though there's a t'nai of hashrasha. That's how we would call it in Lumdus. There's a t'nai of hashrasha, but the mice is done right now. Right, that unlike by Bishul, there's no T'nai of Bishul, and the Maisa was done right now. The whole thing is called Bishul. It's not just a T'nai for later. Either way, that's the Minchas Chinuch, that you might even be Chayav Malkus for putting it in right now, even if nothing happens before the Hashrasha. Good, so that's the Gemara's suggestion here. That's how Abaye can have the comparison, because also by Kilei HaKerem, there is a Shas HaKosher, because even the original items are Aser. So we're just related to that, 3 more lines to this section. Masav Rav Shmaya, Hamavras is not Bekerem. If somebody takes a flower pot with a hole in the bottom of it, and atzitz nakuf, and puts it in a kerem, meaning he does not put it on the ground, but he just passes it through. Maybe it's on a tripod, meaning there's airspace between the bottom of the flower pot and the ground, but there's enough space for a little root to go through. So, im hosef masayim, if it's there with enough time to be mosif 1/200th, right, a 200th, so that's asur, because that's the shear for kilei hakerem. It's not batel 1 in 200. Most things are batel b'shishim. Some items are batel b'meya, like truma, and some items are batel b'matayim. Right? That's kilei akerem. So hosif matayim aser. So if it grows 1 to 100, so then it's aser. So hosif in lo hosif lo. It sounds like only the hosafa is aser, not the original item that grows. So how can you say, all right, right, the ikarner ne'asarin? Somewhere it says no. Amar Rav Atreikrei Ksiv. There's really two phrases. Ksiv Hazera v'Ksiv Hamaleya. There's two phrases in the Torah. Haketzad, Zarua me'ikaro bahashrasha. Zarua uba, hosef in lo hosef lo. Whatever originally was planted there, that requires hashrasha to be aser. But something that grows, Zarua uba, so that's aser right when it grows. A 200. Rashi here quotes the Makar and Chazal. How do you know that Arla and Kilei Akerem need 200 to be Mevatel and not just 100? Because it's double from Truma. Truma is only Aser Ba'achila, and that's Bata 1 and 100. So Kilei Akerem and Arla, which are Aser Ba'ana, so it must be double. That's what Rashi quotes. From the Sifri, from the Medrash, Truma Shola Bechodumeya Kilaim Shekafal Asisuro Shasuri Ba'ana Kafal Asaliyasan. Okay, that's the source. How we know it's all on Pashtas on a Drabana level. Okay, so let us now continue. Actually, one final Ha'ara that has to do with the sugya, and then it has to do with what we discussed last time as well, but it's important to mention. And that is, there is a question of the Achronim. The Placey, Rav Yosef Aibish has asked this, and that is, Basa B'chalav and Kelei Akerem. We just said, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara, according to Abaya, it's Chayiv even Shalo Kederach. Even Shalo Kederach, you're Chayiv for Basa B'chalav, because there's no Lashon of Achila there. Ask the Achronim, ask the crazy you Placey, Rav Yosef Aibish, so why aren't you also Chayiv for No Saint Tam Lefgam? If you don't need a lashon of if it doesn't say a lashon of achila, and that's why you're chayiv even shalok kederech, so why aren't you also chayiv for nosin tam lefgam, a putrid taste, a taste that's balua after 24 hours? We usually say that's not aser because that's not eating. But if you don't need eating by pikelei kerem and basa b'chalav, you don't need eating, so you should be chayiv even for that. So for that, that's Reb Chaim's question. Reb Chaim's question, that is, we didn't mention this last time, but you can't learn Tam Ke'ikr without asking this question of Reb Chaim. Right, the big question in Tam Ke'ikr, which we mentioned at the end of the last year, where Tam Ke'ikr is going to come up later in the Masechta, but Hashem will mention this Reb Chaim again then. The question is, when we say Tam Ke'ikr, does that mean that it's still the main Isser? Right, let's say Tam Ke'ikr of anything, of treif. So there's Mamashus of treif, tangible of treif, and there's the tam of treif, right? There's no treif, it's just balua. You go somewhere, and you come to a hotel, and you want to use the kalim. What is the kalim? So they're all clean, but there's tam in there, tam of iser. So, is that really treif? If I would use that, am I violating the iser of treif? Or is it no, it's an iser mechudash, right? Similar question that we asked last week about klali prati. Same question you could ask about lifnei iver, and the question you could ask about chatzi shir, right? All of these isurim, and concepts that have to do with an Isser, but it's not exactly the Isser. So do we say that each of those is a section, is a little compartment of the Isser itself? There's Lifne Iver of Treif, there's Lifne Iver of Pigel, there's Lifne Iver of everything, and there's Chatzi Shir of all of these, and there's Tam Ke'ikr of all of these? Or do I say no, it's what we call Klali. Tam Ke'ikr is the same Tam Ke'ikr of everything. Or Lifne Iver, it's all Lifne Iver, it's all Chatzi Shir. So this is what Reb Chaim deals with. And Reb Chaim says he's convinced that Tam Ke'ikr is a din mechudash. The din mechudash, it's not the Isser itself, it's a chiddush din. It's not that. How would you formulate it by Tam Ke'ikr? It's not that the chiddush of Tam Ke'ikr is that the Isser is not batel. Even though really it should be batel. So Tam Ke'ikr is minias abitel. Is that it? Or does he say, no, it is batel. There's nothing here. But there's a chiddush din, the Torah is b'chadesh, based on psukim, that Tam Ke'ikr is d'araisa. So Reb Chaim assumes the latter. And he says that's why the whole heter of shalo kederech, not the heter, the whole exclusion of shalo kederech, which our Gemara is discussing, that your chayim, even shalo kederech, because it doesn't use lashon of achila, that's only by the mamashus. But by Tam Ke'ikr, that's a din mechudash. And therefore, it would be subject to the normal requirements of achila. And therefore, no sin tam lefgam would not be would not be aser. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. Even though the Iker Ha'iser lo talya beru'uya lager, mikol makom bahatam ki Iker shelahen, be'inan shehei roi lager, umishum dehachdina tatam ki Iker, nehi dinechla bezed lo batel, mikol makom ein Iker dino bedin bitel. The beika taima paka din bittel ki im shehu zed din mechudash mikra de mishras vechalos din bifnei atzmo the tam ke iker umikoach zeh hachalos din hu delo batal gamkein v'yem kein yesh lomar dach dina the tam ke iker yeso dino hu din asharas achila v'lo nomar rak bidin achila v'lo zulas. Ubamakam de pakam echefsa din v'isra achila v'melo shayach din v'chul. And he continues, but again, that's Reb Chaim and Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros about tam ke iker. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Reb Yaakov, Amar Reb Yochanan. Next section. Bakol misrapin chutz me'atzei asheira. New section, says Reb Yochanan, one is allowed to get refuah, right? If somebody is deathly ill, they're allowed to use anything. Any type of iser, they're allowed to partake in because pikuach nefesh. Except for atzei asheira. Except for asheira tree, which is a avodah zarah tree. We'll talk more about this, but Hashem, soon. But let's first do the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Is there really pikuach nefesh here? So afilo atzei asheira nami. So you should be able to even use an asheira tree. If there is no pikuach nefesh, afilo kol iser shabatorah nami lo. So you shouldn't be able to use any iserim in the Torah. So what's the case here? The Rabbi Yochanan says you can use everything except atzei asheira. So the Gemara says, as we know, this is the source. This Gemara appears here and in Maseches Sanhedrin. Those are the two main places. La olam deika sakana. Really, there's a pikuach nefesh, and that's why all other isurim are pushed aside. V'afilu hachi atzei asherah lo, but still, atzei asherah are not allowed. Why? Because that smacks of avodah zarah, and that's one of the big three. D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im no mer b'chol nafshecha l'chol ma'omer b'chol ma'odecha, im no mer b'chol ma'odecha lo ma'omer b'chol nafshecha. Right? Why in Shema does it say you have to serve Hashem with all your money and all your soul? Why both? So Ella Loma Lacha im yesh Adam shegufo chavim v'alav mimamono l'kach nemer b'chol nafshecha v'im yesh Adam shemamono chavim v'alav migufo l'kach nomer b'chol ma'odecha. That is the Gemara. We've spoken in the past at the end of brachas. We discussed how is it possible there's somebody who really their money is more chaviv to them. Is there such a person? So we discussed that at that time. But either way, that is the source. They have to give you life for Hashem, right? Ah, part of Avas Hashem, part of Kiddush Hashem is giving one's life. And therefore what? Therefore you cannot use Atzei Ashera. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi sounds like it's an Isser Derabanan. Look at the last few words of Rashi on the Amud. Vahamisrapa v'yatzei Ashera nire kemodaba. Remember, you're not worshipping the tree here. You're not worshipping a god here. Is this really Avodah Zarah? Rashi sounds like it's an Issa Drabanan. V'amisrape, if you use Atzei Ashera, nir'eh kimodebo. It appears like you're being mode. You're acknowledging the Avodah Zarah. This is a huge discussion. We know, as we're going to talk about the sources soon, there is one has to give their life for Avodah Zarah. Yehari v'al-yavar. What about, let's go, mehachomor el hakal. What about if it's not mamish? The Isser Misa of Avodah Zarah. What about if it's just a lav that's connected to Avodah Zarah? That also is Yehari Val Yavar. If it's just a lav, there are many Isserim in Avodah Zarah. I think there are 50 in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. I forgot the number. Many, many Isserim related. So that's before the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Kufnun Zayin. This is the Simin about Avodah Zarah, about Yehari Val Yavar. So the Rama says Beferish. The Rama says, they call Isser Avodas Kochavim, Gili Arise, Vashvichas Damim. Apopi Shein Bo Misa, Rak Lav Ba'alma, Sorek Leharik Valo Lavar. A Lav. Even if it's just an Isser, not the Chiyabisa. Aval, Mefurish, this we discussed last week also. Halav, Delifne Iver, Lositin Michshol, Ya'avar Val Yaharik. That was the Machlokas, the Balamar and the Ramban. If somebody comes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, convince Shimon to kill Levi or I'm going to kill you. Lifne Iver of one of the big three. Is that Yaharik Val Yaavar? That's a machloket. So we pass in there. I'm not saying kulur achumra. It's not kulur achumra, but it's a kulur for one in one way, achumra in the other way. The Rosh Hashanah, the Rama says that is not Yehari Val Yavar. But The Rama says, lavin are included. What is not mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Shach discusses right here. What about, how do you know, what's the source that a lav is also included? The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, where the man says, I have to be with this woman or I'm going to die. Okay, Gili arise. What, I just want to look at this woman, right, without clothes on. That's all I want to do. That's all, and then his life is in danger. He's going to die without it. What does the Gemara say? He has to die. He's not allowed to. That's the Gemara. Halalibav Amar Rofim in Latakana Ella Shetibalbo Yamus Valtibolo Tamo the fun of Aruma Yamus Valtamo the fun of Aruma Tesaper Imo Meachori Agedar Yamus. That's not an Isser Chi of Misa, right? At most, that's Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. The answer is that's also Yarek Valyavar. That's where the Rama gets it from. And but the Rama says all the way at the end of that piece, he quotes. Even though this is true, Mikamako Mashma to Be'erva Durabanan, Lukulayama Yavar Val Yehareg, Upashadu. And it's a Durabanan of the big three, so that is not Yehareg Val Yavar. That's what the Shach says, and that's what we seem to paskin. But, sounds like from Rashi here otherwise. And that's what Rabbi Chanan points out. But it points out from Rashi here, it's Nira Kimoda. That's, it sounds like an Issa Durabanan of Avodah Zarah. That is Rashi here, explained by the Rabbi Chanan, again against that Shach. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos doesn't say like Rashi. What, Nir Kemodebo? Tosfos has one line. Tosfos at the bottom, Tosfos says, it must be talking about a case where this is the only tree in the world that could heal you. Why is that? Because then that's considered, Pashas, this could be a Daraisa for Tosfos. Not 100%. I'm sorry. Let me go step back for a minute. I'm jumping the gun. I'm saying the run. Tosa says, exactly what I just said, Nira Lari, it must be talking about this is the only tree that could save you. And Tosa says, and therefore, you might come to think that this is Mamish, the only thing that saves you. And it's a Gzeira Mishuma Vodizara. Similar to Rashi in the world of Durabanan. But it smacks of, if this is the only tree, so then, it's really going to lead to Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Ran says no. The Ran says more Pashat. Rashi and Tosas sound like Rashi sounds like it's Durabanan, and also Tosas. The Ran right here says no. The Ran quotes Tosas and says, I have a more Pashat straight answer. This is included in Vilo Yidbak Biyatcha Me'uma Menachirim. The Isra of Ana of Avodah Zarah. This is included. This is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's not serving Avodah Zarah, but it's included in a lav related to Avodah Zarah, and that's Daraisa. That's an important discussion, but according to Rashi and even Tosas, said this, it's included in the Gzeira. But this is Machlokas Rishon. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Nun Hei. Immutter lehisrapos me ovid kochavim. Right, that's this discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quote has two deos based on our machlokas here. I mean, according to the Ran Svara, even if it's not the only tree in the world. According to Tosfos, it's based on Xera, you might come to follow the Avodah Zarah, so therefore it's the only tree in the world. But the Ran doesn't say that. So according to the Ran, if it's Liyad Zbab Yadcha Me'uma, even if it's not the only tree in the world, it would still be Usser. Right? And the Ran there said, and the Rama there, and Kufnane says, V'yesh Omrim, Kol Yisuri Hanami, Drabanan, Mutul Lishrabas Bohen, Afil L'chol Hashem Bosakana. Okay, big discussion, Drabanan or Daraisa. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Ki Yasa Rabin, Amar Yochanan, Michbakol Misrapin, Chutz, Mevodizara, V'gili Arayis, V'shichas Damin. All except the big three. Avodizara, Hada Amra. We already said, what's the source for Avodizara? The Pasuk in Shema. Gili Arayis, Vishvichas Damim, where's the source that Gilirais and Shvichas Damim are also Yahari Valyavar? Tanya, the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, Kikasher Yakum Ishara Eu, Uritzacho Nefesh, Kena Davarazeh, just like somebody gets up and kills somebody, so too this. The context, that's in Parshas Kiseitse, talking about Na'arahama Orasa. For some reason, the Torah throws in this comparison. Comparing Na'arahama Orasa to Ritzicha. What's the connection? V'chima inyin rotzeach etzel nara hama orasa. Hari zeh balalami v'nim salamed. Lilmo v'nim salamed. It's to teach me something in both directions. Makish rotzeach l'nara hama orasa. First we compare murder to nara hama orasa, to ones, to being mizana, to raping a nara hama orasa. Ma nara hama orasa nitan latila benafsho. Just like a nara hama orasa, if somebody is trying to be ma'anis her, she could kill the attacker. So the Rotzeach is called a Rodef, and therefore you're allowed to kill the attacker. V'nara marasa me roseach. Then you learn the other way too. Ma roseach yihari val yavar. Just like we know from elsewhere that murder is one of the big three. Yihari val yavar. Afnara marasa tehareg v'al ta'avar. So do nara marasa ta'arog tehareg v'lo ta'avar. She has to be killed and not give her life. Let's just finish this. V'shvichas damim gufim inolan. How do you know murder? Which then is teaches us nara marasa svaro. Amazing. That's a svara. Gehudas alakami derava. Someone once came in front of Rava. Amarli Mari Dorai. Amarli, he said, the mayor of the city told me, Zil Katli Laplanya, kill so and so. Ve'ilo Katlina Lacha, if not, I'm going to kill you. Amarli Rava says, Liktaluch Velo Tiktal, you have to be killed. You cannot kill. Why? My chazis, the damach didach, sumach tvei, who says that your blood is redder. Dilma Dama Dahu Gavra Sumak Tvei. Maybe so and so's blood is redder. Meaning, who says that your life is more valuable? And therefore, Yehari Val Yavar, you have to do shave the El Tase. Good. One smaller issue right here on the daf, and then one larger issue. Number one, the language of our Gemara is just like by Nara Barasa, so too by, I'm sorry, just like by Ritzicha, so too by Gili Arayas, Tehareg Val Tavar. Tosa says, Tehareg Val Tavar? Is that literal? Does the same halacha apply to women as to men in the big three? So Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim, so that's fine, it's equal. But what's the issue by Gili Arayas? This is discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin, and a big discussion in Ksuvos as well. What's the sugya called? Esther Karka Olam Haisa. Meaning, women, in many contexts, are passive in the Gili Arayas act. And therefore, if in passive, by Sheva Al Tase, is that also Yehari Val Yavar? So in certain contexts, we say no. So Tosas here says, even though the Gemara, look at Tosas' Girsa. Avnara Marasa, Yehari Val Yavar. Tosas changes the Girsa. We don't have that Girsa. Pirish, Haboel, Avalhi, Tiboel, Velotearing. But she, the woman involved, is Tiboel, the Karka Olami, like it says in Sanhedrin. That's Tosas' first day. Switch the Girsa. Veri Omer, no, the Shapit Girsa, Tehareg. No, really, you do can't say Tehareg. Why? Because there are some cases of Tehareg Va'al Tavar that she, if she is an active party, if she actively takes the man to be with her, that also is active, and therefore she could also be chayef for that. It's not inherently definitional in the act that the woman is considered passive. There could be an active role played by the woman as well, says the Re. Continue, says the Tosis. After all, how do I know that? Because even by Ritzicha, what if somebody is standing there and the person is about to push him onto another person and consider murder in that way? Does the person have to prevent himself from being pushed? So there's a hechi tipsi where the man is passive. So there too, we would say the man is karka olam in a certain sense. To me, ritzeach yalfinan v'ritzeach lo mechayev lo mimser nafshi el kish omer lo larog v'yadayim, says Tosfos. Avalam omer hanach lizrok atzmecha, allow yourself to be thrown onto a baby. O tehareg, so that's not yehareg val yavar. They're also, it's passive. Again, it's terrible. All these cases are tragic. But the question is active, passive. And the Re said there can be active cases by a woman in Gili Arayas, and there can be passive cases by a man in murder. So therefore, it all goes by the specific case. But then Tosfos says at the end, and just an important ha'ara, by Gili Arayas, a man can never be passive. By murder it can be passive, but never by Gili Arayas. Why? Hanach. If somebody says, Hanach letzkoa oscha be'erva, if a man takes part in the act of Gili Arayas, then it's always considered active, says the Gemara, because the Gemara says, in kishi el ladas, the chulu in Maseches Yevamos. Either way, it's an important discussion of Tosfos in terms of active versus passive. The other issue I wanted to mention is a very important Rambam. The Rambam discusses, and then we'll finish it up, the kasha on the Rambam is as follows. What happens if somebody, you know, doesn't have the inner fortitude to be able to fulfill this, and they violate? It's Yehari Val Yavar, but they're over. They can't stand up to the pressure, right? They Reuven kills Shimon, Rachman al-Islan, or Avodah Zarah. What's the halacha? The Rambam says he was Machal Hashem Shamayim, but we don't put him to death, because he was Ba'onis. It was a chilash. What can you do? And we understand what he did. He was under a tremendous pressure, but he's not chayiv at all. But two halachas later, that's in Yisodi Atara, Perakei Halacha Dalet. But two halachas later in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, if somebody uses medicine of Avodah Zarah, like in our case, Misrape be Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv and we punish him. ask the Prichadash, ask all the Achronim, what's the difference? Both of them were Pikuach Nefesh, and you didn't want to do it. So what's the difference? So says the Prichadash, it's in the Sefer Likutim in the back of the Frankel. Maybe it depends on how vaday it was. When a person's about to kill you unless you do this, that's pretty vaday that you're doing it is going to save your life. That's why we're not going to punish you. But by the medicine, who says this sickness is going to kill you? Who says this medicine is going to help you? It's not as vaday as somebody, you know, forcing you. That's why there's a difference, number one. But if you look in the Ar Sameach, the Ar Sameach and other Achronim say, no, there's a big difference. Where somebody has a gun to a person's head and says, do this or I'm going to kill you, that's really ones. That's mamish ones. There's no rutzon involved in there at all. Masha Enkin, in the medicine case, you're acting baratzon. The situation is ones, but the act is one of rutzon more than where somebody has a gun to your head, says the Ar Sameach, and that's why the Rambam holds of a chilek. It might be the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam says you're not allowed to volunteer one of the big three. Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam holds you're not allowed to volunteer one of the big three, unless it's, right, a person's going to give their life. So that's might be l'shitaso, because that also would be considered an act of rutzon. Okay, let's continue. One final discussion, and that is the Maram Chalava here discusses, and this is quoted by the later poskim, the Kesef Mishnah, as well as also this. What if somebody goes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, if you kill Shimon, fine. I'm going to kill you unless you kill Shimon. And if you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill both of you. So what about that case? There, the Svara of Sumak Tfei doesn't really apply. Who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, but here he says, kill Shimon, or I'm going to kill both of you. So, the Maram Chalava here has two deos. What do you say in that case, where the Svara doesn't apply? So there's a very important lashon of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, there in Yesodiah Torah, he also discusses this, and he says, maybe the Svara doesn't apply, but then he says, at the end of Hey, the end of Perek Hey, Halacha Hey, in Yesodiah Torah, let me just find the lashon, the Kesef Mishnah. So let me just find it. The Kesef Mishnah says, this is the case where they say, you know, give us one of you, but what if they ask for both of you? Says the Kesef Mishnah, even if the Svar does not apply, the Efshar Lomar, the Svirulei, Shema Shekasha Bishvichas Damim Svarahu, Eino Iker Hatam, the Kabbalah Haisa Biyadam, the Shvichas Damim Yeharig Val Yavar, they had a Misora. They gave a svara which applies in 90% of the cases. Murder is yari val yavar, even with a svara of damadi dafsu makfei does not apply. That's an important kesef mishnah in Hey. Vaiter, 2 more minutes. Mar Baravashi Ashkeche Ravina. Mar Baravashi saw Ravina to Shayef Le Labarte Bukuharki to Arla. He was smearing his daughter with liquid from Arla. Amarle Amer Damar Rabbanu Bishas Sakana. Shlo Bishas Sakana Miyamar. How could he do that? How could he use Isser Hana'a? Right, it's not Bishas Sakana. Amarle Hai Ishta Tzemir Tanami Kishas Sakana Dami. My daughter has a type of fever that her life's in danger, and therefore I'm allowed to use it. Ika Damri or Amalei, or this is what he said to him. Midi derech hanaka vidna, am I using this in the normal way? And therefore, that's why it's mutter. We're talking about Arlo. I'm not talking about Kiliyah Karim or Basel Bechalov. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. Period. Okay, let's start the next sugya, and then we'll continue by the Shem next time. Itmar hana'a habalo adam balkarcho. Another important lemaisa topic. Hana'a balo adam balkarcho. What if somebody is forced to get hana'a by an isser hana'a? He's forced to get hana'a. Meaning, what happens if somebody's walking by a bakery on Pesach? And his vada has to smell the chametz. So, says the Gemara, well, there are a couple of factors involved. Did he have to walk there, and did he breathe in? Abaya amar mutaris v'rava amar asura. So it's a machlokes. The case of Ana Balo Balkarcho is a machlokes, Abaya, and Rava. So what exactly is the case? So, there are a couple of versions of the Gemara. Let's do the first section. Ef sharva kama chavein. If he had another way to go, and yet he went this way, and he had kavanah to get hana'a. Lo efshar v'kama chavein, or even if he didn't have any other way to go, but when he walked by, he had kavanah to get hana'a. Kol yamo lo pligi da'as. That's for sure aser, because either way, he had kavanah to get hana'a. Lo efshar v'lo machavein, if you had no other way to go, and you did not have kavanah to really enjoy yourself, kol yamo lo pligi da'ashari. That's mutter, because ain't breira. Ask the Rishonim, what do you mean? Why didn't you just stay home? If something is asr ba'ana, so stay home, don't go, we have to go. can't just violate Isurim. Ah, I'm sorry, I don't have a choice. What's going on here? So Pnei Yeshua says here, you know, Sheval Tase, Bebakam Kavad Abrios. You know what? You're not actively, is that considered actively violating or actively walking by, and the violation is Sheval Tase. Interesting discussion. Is this Sheval Tase or is this Kumvase? That's a discussion of the Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Chanan right here says, no, the issue is it called Hishtamshus Bahana'a? Even if you're forced to do it, it's not called Hishtamshus Bahana. Anyway, interesting discussion. But either way, those two are no question. Ki pligi de'efsher v'lokam machavein. The machlokas is where you had another way to go, but you went this way anyway, but you didn't have kavana. V'yaliba de'Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says all over Shas, da'amar davar she'inim eskavein aser, that even without kavana, it's still aser. Kliyam lo pligi de'aser. So this also would be aser. Ki pligi... Abai and Rava argue aliba de Reb Shimon. Within Reb Shimon Shita, the Amar, who usually holds Darush and Miskavin Mutter, that's the Machlokas. Abai Reb Shimon. Abai says like Reb Shimon, who says it's Mutter. The Rava Amar Lecha, Amar, Atka Loka Amar Reb Shimon Elaheka de Lo Efshar. Reb Shimon's only where you didn't have a choice in the matter. Elaheka de Efshar Lo, but we had a choice in the matter, no. Period, we'll stop there. We got to start tomorrow. But I'm talking about, isn't this a Psik Resha? What do you mean Darush and Miskavin? It's a Psik Resha. And therefore, it should be also anyway, even according to Reb Shimon. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll have to get into that, Bez Hashem, tomorrow when we continue Bez Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.